people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. This is Pastor Jack Shirwa from the Full Gospel Church in the south of Johannesburg. It's an honor and a privilege once again to come and bring this program to motivate and inspire you wherever you are listening from. Let us just pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your word. We pray that as we look at your word and as we listen to your word, that you would minister to our hearts. I pray specifically for those that have had setbacks and don't know how to come back. I pray, Father God, that you would give them the grace and the wisdom and that you would help them up back on their feet again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to speak about how to come back after a setback. Now, life is full of setbacks, and every one of us have gone through one setback after another. So going through a setback should not be foreign to us. Just because you're a child of God, just because you've given your heart, your life to Jesus, just because you are doing things the right way, and it doesn't mean that you can never have a setback. Every one of us will have at some point in our lives one setback or another. But what is important is to realize that there is a way that we can always come back. And I want us to look at a story of David, who had a major setback. David and his men, his fighting men, and how was he able to come back after the setback? And maybe it was one of the worst setbacks in his life. A type of setback that maybe some of us have never really had, that type of setback. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1. The word of God reads, "Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there. From small to great, they did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burnt with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were there with him lifted up their voices and wept, until they had no more strength to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinom the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Just up to there. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the story of David coming back to Ziklag and finding that, you know, the community had been burnt down, the village, the city had been burnt down. The children, the sons and the daughters, their wives, and every family member of his fighting men were taken captive, including David's wives. And the Bible says that, you know, they just wept until they had no more strength to weep. And so these type of setbacks might not be exactly the same happen to all of us in our lives. I'm just thinking now that we are in post-COVID, I'm thinking of scenarios where people have lost businesses, people have lost family members, people have lost everything. We are in post-COVID and COVID is over, and yet people are still suffering the consequences of COVID and the lockdowns. I don't know what you have lost. I don't know what setbacks you have experienced. Just last week, I was talking to a young man that was totally devastated because he had a negative response from a job that he had applied. And so that is also a setback. Maybe you applied for a job. You've been looking for employment. And everywhere you apply, there's almost as if every place returns with a negative response. And it's almost as if you've been going through one setback after another. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but David goes through this major setback in his life. First things first, the Bible says that when this happened, David and his men wept. They wept until they had no more strength to weep. So first things first, I want us to understand that when you have a setback, you don't need to pretend that it hasn't affected you, because I think sometimes us Christians can be very hypocritical, and we call it faith. And yet we want to claim that, you know, God, you know, is in control. And yes, he is in control, but that doesn't nullify how you feel. And so all of us feel down after a setback. We feel broken depending on the type of setback you've gone through. We feel disappointed. We feel let down. You know, David was discouraged, was depressed, because everything they worked hard for was gone. And so the Bible says they wept. So it's important, first and foremost, to be able to be in touch with reality. If you've got to cry, cry. You know, if you've got to weep, weep. Whatever you've got to do, whatever happens in terms of how you feel, just be real. Be yourself. Allow how you feel to seep through, and not hold back and pretend to be strong when you actually feel broken and depressed and down and out. It's important that you are in touch with how you feel emotionally, naturally. It's important, because I think that that is also the first step to the recovery process. The first step to your comeback is, first, you need to accept that this has happened. You know, again, you get a lot of people that won't accept reality. Accepting reality is not a denial of faith. You know, it was important for Lazarus and his family to accept that Lazarus had died, and that Jesus didn't come on time, and that Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days. There had to be an accepting of reality. They were not leaving a lie. They believed, they accepted that this had happened. So faith doesn't deny the reality. Faith supersedes the reality. Faith looks beyond the reality. So first and foremost, David was able to accept this had happened. And they wept. The Bible says they wept and wept and wept until they had no more strength to weep. Hallelujah. So I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but that is the first step. The second step is, you know, the people around him, the people that were supposed to be of encouragement to him, the Bible says that they picked up stones and they spoke of stoning him. So the very people that had stood by him all this time turned against him. So it seems to me these setbacks were not coming to an end. They were just getting started. And so what happened was that the Bible says, encouraged himself in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, the reality is, with all the setbacks that we go through in life, there will sometimes be nobody to encourage you. There'll be nobody to lift you up. There'll be nobody to push you through. There'll be nobody to give you a boost, a push, a pat on the back. Sometimes there's just nobody. And when there's nobody, you need to do it yourself. You need to learn to encourage yourself. You need to learn to speak to yourself. You need to learn to preach to yourself. You need to learn to pat yourself on the back and say, it will be okay. I will get through this. I will go through to the other side. I will overcome this trial, this tribulation. And so it's important that we get to that place in life. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's causing depression in your life. I don't know what's causing anxiety in your life, fear. I don't know. But it's important that you begin to encourage yourself. Speak to yourself. Encourage the inner man, the inner soul. David, the Bible says, encouraged himself. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. May somebody encourage themselves out there. May somebody pick themselves up out there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then the third thing we see that he did that was extremely important. He first accepted reality. He was in touch with his feelings. He accepted that this had happened. Secondly, he encouraged himself when there was no one to encourage him. And then thirdly, he asked for the ephod from the priest, Abiathar. And the reason for that is he wanted to inquire of the Lord. I mean, every time you have a setback, it's important that you go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board. Why do we go back to the drawing board? It's important that we go back to hear what we originally heard from God about the situation. What is God saying about the situation? Did God say something in the past about the future of how things are going to work out? And in that current situation, what is God saying? Before you can do anything, before you can take any step, so many of us out there that are making decisions without inquiring of God, without asking God's direction, without seeking God to lead us and to guide us. So many of us. But David inquired of the Lord. He thought, I'm not going to be hasty to make decisions here. I'm going to inquire of the Lord. And the Bible says that he inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said, yes, you may pursue and you will overtake and you will recover. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, you may pursue, you may overtake, and you will recover. Or that's all David needed to hear. David just needed a word from the Lord. David needed to be clear what God was saying in this situation. And because of that, he decided he was going to move forward to finish the assignment God had given him, the assignment God had set apart for him. Hallelujah. So he goes on and pursues the raiding party. He pursues the enemy. And when you read the rest of the story in 1 Samuel chapter 30, the Bible is clear that he pursued, he overtook, and he recovered all. So all the wives of the men came back, all the children came back, and all the loot, all the wealth came back with them. Why? Because God was in it. God was in it. God was never going to leave David to suffer by himself. God came through for him. I don't know what you're going through right now. I want you to know that your setback can be a setup for a comeback. I'll say that again. Your setback can be a setup for a comeback. I'll say that again. Your setback can be a setup for a comeback. So may you come back in Jesus' name. May you come back in Jesus' name. May you seek the face of God. May you inquire of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to pray for that man, that woman that is listening to this program right now, that you would lift them up in this season, that you would strengthen them in this season, that you would help them, Father God, to get up out of the place of despair, out of the place of discouragement, out of the place of despondency, whatever they might be feeling right now, that you will help them become all that you intended for them to be, and that you will give them the victory, give them the ability to be able to accept what has happened, but also to be able to inquire of you, encourage themselves in the name of Jesus, and give them a clear word from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever word you give them, that they will be able to be obedient to that word and do what that word says. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hope you've been blessed. I once again declare to you that you will come back from your setback, because your setback is a setup for a comeback. This has been the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack Shirwa on the Active FM. God bless you.
You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I found you in a mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name, and keep my eyes borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.